Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we dive into the pleasures of home cooking with easy-to-follow recipes and cooking wisdom. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're tackling a fan favorite, Wingstop Cajun Fried Corn. But not just any recipe, we're fixing those common cooking fails to ensure your dish turns out perfectly every time. So, you tried making Wingstop Cajun Fried Corn, and things didn't go as planned? Maybe the corn turned out soggy, or the spices didn't sing the way you hoped. Don't worry, you're not alone in the kitchen mishaps department, and I've got the solutions right here. First, let's ensure you have everything you need. Grab a deep fryer or a large skillet, a mixing bowl, and about 30 minutes of your time. Here's a quick rundown of the ingredients. You'll need fresh or frozen corn, unsalted butter, parsley, minced garlic, Cajun seasoning, salt, black pepper, onion powder, and some vegetable oil for frying. Now, if you're reaching for that bag of frozen corn, no problem. Just make sure it's thoroughly thawed and dried off to avoid that dreaded sogginess when frying. Let's talk preparation. Cut your corn into small wheels, about 1 to 1.5 inches thick. This size is perfect for even cooking and that delightful crispiness. For the Cajun butter, mix your unsalted butter with parsley, garlic, and a generous helping of Cajun seasoning. This butter is where your corn gets its kick, so don't hold back on the seasoning. Heat your oil to a nice medium heat, about 325 degrees Fahrenheit to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Carefully add your corn pieces to the hot oil without overcrowding the pan. You'll fry them until golden and crispy, roughly 3 to 4 minutes per side. After frying, let them drain on a paper towel to kick off any excess oil. While still warm, toss the corn in Cajun butter, making sure each piece is well coated. This step not only adds flavor, but seals in that crispiness. Now let's address a few common questions and tips to perfect this recipe. If you don't have Cajun seasoning, you can make a quick blend with paprika, garlic powder, a pinch of oregano, some salt, and a bit of cayenne pepper. It's a great substitute and keeps your flavors vibrant. Serving this right out of the skillet is best. The heat helps the butter meld beautifully with the spices, making your Cajun fried corn the highlight of any meal. And if you have leftovers, just cool them completely, store them in an airtight container, and refrigerate. To reheat, pop them in the oven at 350 degrees Fahrenheit until they're crispy again. There you have it. Delicious, crispy Wingstop Cajun fried corn, perfect every time. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, every cooking fail is just a step towards your next culinary triumph. Keep experimenting and keep enjoying the process. Until next time, keep that passion for cooking burning bright. This is Ben Harper, signing off from the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Happy cooking, everyone.